Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Tonight, the house guests get rid of the serial killer. I can't believe I said that. Plus, we're chatting with one of America's favorite former house guests. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love this song.
Yeah, you picked it.
I've never heard this song.
It reminds me of college. This is like 2004 shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you guys might be a little younger than me, so... Yeah.
Well, maybe Matt has played this. Maybe
he probably has. This is probably what goes through his head when he eats.
A ringtone for
him. It's a cereal.
Yeah, exactly.
It should be his ringtone.
An idiot. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to the BB19 After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Bryce McClay. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. As you'll see, Morgan is not here tonight. She's out doing bigger and better things. I'm not really sure what, but it better be a good excuse. But I have two guys you may recognize who are filling in for her who have very, very good Big Brother knowledge. Let's hear it for the two of you.
Hello, hello. I would not give myself credit for knowing Big Brother. This is my first season. I know gameplay. Might not know Big Brother, but I do know gameplay. I'm Drexel Hurd. You can find me on Twitter at Drexel Hurd.
And I love popping in and giving my thoughts and opinions on this mess of a season. You can find me over on Twitter. It's Grant's Rants.
And we are so excited. She is Big Brother's resident cheerleader. We love her from Big Brother 18. Please welcome Natalie Negrotti. How are
welcome.
You?
Welcome.
How you doing? It's pretty late. I know you're coming in from the East Coast, so we really appreciate you staying up late with us.
It's bedtime. You guys owe me like a fruit basket or something.
Oh, absolutely. An edible arrangement? How about an edible arrangement? That might be better.
Out of Bryce's pocket.
Yeah. So, Natalie, did you ever get into your house?
Yes, thank goodness. It took me a long time, but I got in. I was locked out for a while.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know, you should go check out Natalie's live Instagram. She was locked out of her house. Is that what spurred you to go live on Instagram? And talk about
I was like, it's either I'm going to be really pissed off or I'm just going to make it a fun situation. So I just went live and had some fun.
That's good. Yeah. Well, I liked what you said. You said that the best advice you could give someone going into the Big Brother house was to prepare for life outside the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Why?
Because anyone can go into Big Brother. Anyone can go into a house with strangers. Like, this is just, it's a possible thing for anyone in this world to do. It's the aftermath that you really have to prepare for. I mean, you're going to get trolled. It doesn't matter who you are, you will get trolled. And it's really, really difficult. The hard part is, you know, having people attack you and body shaming you and telling you they want you to die. You know, that's the hard part.
Why do people really have no time on their hands that they're doing this and coming after people like this? How do you deal with that?
100%. And you know what's, so every TV show, every actor, everyone that's in entertainment gets trolled, but Big Brother is actually a show that I think has the worst amount of trolling and cyberbullying because of the live feed element. So the fans really think they know you. So they really think that they can say whatever they want to you because they've known you for 24 hours a day for 3 months. But yeah, there's fans out there that will create numerous accounts just to attack you, and you'll block them and they'll create another one and attack you on that one, and you'll block them and they'll continue to create accounts just to attack you.
Who in the hell has time to do all that? That's disgusting.
Asking me. Yeah. I literally ask myself that every single day. I'm like, don't you have a job?
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, is it because people feel like you, I think you alluded to it, that they feel like they know you, but it's almost like, do you forget that the cameras, you must just forget that the cameras aren't there, because even this week we saw how Alex was viciously kind of attacking Kevin for I'm going to kick him right, like if he wins America's Favorite Player, I'm going to kick him right in the balls. And it just seems like you almost forget that they're even there. It's like the Kardashians. Yeah. I mean, they probably forget
I was a little aware that the cameras were there when I was on the show, but you're living there. So you kind of, your true, other than your strategy, because, you know, you have to act a lot for your strategy. Other than that, your true colors really can shine in that house. So, yeah, I mean, you're living there. So how are you supposed to act all day, every day?
Right,
yeah. Like, I played ditzy. That was my strategy. And they got, after a few weeks, like, I couldn't do it anymore. I was exhausted.
Yeah.
Well, I know, see, Cody did.
Yeah. Oh, what? Go ahead.
I was like, Cody did.
Yeah.
He's, well, a little crazy this
yeah,
season.
Yeah, that was a, he's a little
not bit Cody weird from last, Cody.
You mean Cody showed his true colors.
This Cody. Cody, yeah. Cody, Big Brother 19.
Showed his true colors, you think? You feel
like? I feel like, but Cody stayed pretty consistent.
Yeah.
This yeah season.
Well, I think that, see, that's how I felt like how you were, Natalie. I feel like you're very, you were, you speak yeah from the heart and you're very real, and you were, you, you're the same person that you were on the show that you are, you know, on social media. And I don't feel like there's really a difference. I mean, but, do you compare, or do you think that you're comparable to Cody? Or do you, I mean, who do you see in the house that is comparable question to you? Not, yeah.
None, no one. I don't think any of them are like me. I think I'm pretty one of a kind. So I'm not trying to, you know, say anything bad about anyone else, but I can't compare myself to them.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think that's a good, admirable answer.
Yeah.
So all those Cody trolls don't
fit. Stupid question is what it was.
I wouldn't fit in that house. That's for sure. I wouldn't, my heart wouldn't be able to handle it.
Really? Yeah. Well, I want to talk about Paul, because I know that you know him personally. Like, what do you, yeah, how do you feel about him as a game player?
I respect his gameplay because he is the kind of person where he's a master manipulator. He can, if you don't like him, he's going to make sure that you like him or get you evicted, obviously.
Yeah.
He knows how to play the game. He knows how to control a house. He knows how to flip your thought process. He knows. He is the master manipulator. I will give him that credit, 100%. But yeah, he does have the tendency of the bullying strategy, you know, like isolating and getting everyone against to gang up on people. He's a puppeteer, of course. But do I like, I respect that aspect of his game, but not the bullying one, because that's just not me. You know, do what you got to do to win this game. But for me, I don't like that strategy.
Yeah. But is his strategy different from last year? I mean, it didn't seem like he was, I mean, he wasn't running the show last year. So I guess,
I think
is this a different
year,
Paul, or is it the same year, one?
It's Paul on steroids. I think he blew up.
Well, they're letting him. They're giving him control of the game. I think a lot of these people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, expound on that.
People are calling me like petty and jealous because I spoke out because Paul was talking badly about me in the house when I was supporting him from the beginning. And I'm like, you had my support. Then I hear you're talking about me. You're not going to have my support anymore. Which I, you know, I think that's like really weird, but I was rooting for him 100%. But I mean, his gameplay, it's like he knows how to control a house. But at the same time, I feel like Big Brother really set him up for success. He had the friendship bracelets.
Yep.
He's a vet. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Mark my words. It doesn't matter what anyone says. If you have played Big Brother, you have an advantage over rookies.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. You've played the game before. You know how to flip houses. You know the ins and the outs of the game.
So
you've competed.
Right.
You've done the competitions. Paul, the first few competitions, weren't those competitions he's already won anyways? So I feel like he was set up for success with the safety, the comps that he's already played. I mean, good for him. I'm not hating. I'm happy
right
for him.
Yeah.
But he was set up for success.
And also, but what is the point of him I mean, that it just bogs my mind. I'm sure you don't know the answer to this either. But it's like, what is the point of him bad-mouthing his former house guests, the people that he, like you and others that were in the house? I mean, what is that? There's no message there. There's
yeah
no strategy
well,
there.
And that's what ruined Paul's game last season was his mouth. And if you didn't learn that, you need jury votes, number one. Jury votes are very important.
Right.
And guess what? America also is gameplay in this game of Big Brother. Mm. I mean, America votes on certain things. Hello? Why are you going to trash talk people that have large followings, that have played with you, that would have your back?
Such a good
right
point.
For you.
But I also, but I also think that probably Paul's strategy with talking about people, because there was we started this season with a lot of Big Brother fans in the house.
Yeah.
In the actual house.
Yes.
So to kind of talk to them who are coming into this house for the first time as a former player, talking about other players, you kind of, you know, other players start to look at you like, oh my goodness, I know these players. And I not only know them from the show, but now I've got somebody on the inside who knows them even better. Absolutely. And so that is also another strategy play that I'm sure Paul has used, a tactic that Paul has used, which is let me feed them information that they probably want to know because there's a lot of Big Brother fans in the house.
That's very true. And that brings up another point. I mean, these people are, you know, starstruck over a vet. That is another advantage that vets have. Yep. Mm-hmm. I played with vets, so I know what it feels like. You know what I'm saying? I know how it feels like to be against the vets, and you think you're having all the rookies against the vets in your team, and then the rookies one by one start aligning with the vets because they're starstruck over them. Right. So, and you know, there's that element too.
to your point, not only is he a vet, but I think that a lot of people in the house don't realize that he made it to the last day in the house. He's played every competition. Like, he's had the most time than anybody else to have a practice run.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they get rid of this guy? It drives me crazy.
Paul was my target when I was HOH. I put him and Victor up on the block. Victor, unfortunately, went home. Let me tell you, Paul can win physical, mental. Paul can win every type of competition. I can guarantee he threw so many comps last season. When he had to win, he would win. Paul won even the hardest competitions. That's why he was, to me, in that house, was the biggest threat competition-wise.
Interesting.
Go ahead. No, we can talk about Paul after we finish. There's a lot of different things. We have a lot of Now, there's obviously a lot of showmances on this show. And
they all have names.
They all have names, yeah.
And, crush names.
Like, even the non-showmances have names.
Except for Paul. He doesn't have a showmance right now. But my best friend Tyler, whose birthday was yesterday, he's a huge Big Brother fan.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
It was his golden 30.
Oh, really?
On the 30th. So on the 30th. He wanted to know if you think that showmances help or hurt your gameplay.
I definitely think it does both. But mostly it's like a 20% help, the rest percent hinders, and it will hurt your gameplay. Do not get in showmances. They are going to end up hurting you. You have numbers. In the beginning, it can help you because you have the numbers. You can be like, hey, we have two votes. If you keep us, don't put us up on the block. It's two votes for who you want to get evicted. Later on, it's like, oh, those two people, that's an extra vote. We need to get them out, you know? So I think that it can help you a little bit, but mostly it ruins your gameplay. Mm-hmm.
So you would say don't get into a show. You would recommend not getting into one.
No, do not get into a showman.
I'm sorry.
People do not do it. Listen to me.
I'm sorry I have to go back to Paul, though, because what I keep thinking about him is that he's not in a showmance. And in all the past winners, at least in the few years, has at least had a ride or die, someone who you went to the end with, like Derek had Cody, Nicole had Corey or whatever.
What about Steve?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He was the anomaly. But that was kind of a season of loners.
That was an odd one.
17?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love him. I don't think he had anyone, right?
Yeah. He was an odd character.
So Vanessa was kind of a loner that season. They were all sort of a little bit, a lot of those people didn't have anybody, but I just am wondering, like, with him, he's not attaching himself to anybody, and
everybody.
I was just about to say that.
He's attaching himself.
Right. Everybody thinks that Paul.
No, I don't. I mean, it's a great. It's a valid point. I was asking the question. I don't know.
Everybody thinks that Paul is his ride. Their ride or die.
When is that going to come out? And how is that not going to kill him?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they all going to feel betrayed?
Yeah. I mean, do you really think he's going to have jury votes? Let's discuss who's in jury right now.
Right.
Like.
That's what I was going to ask you about jury management. I mean, I wonder if he is...
He's terrible at jury management. Like, great game player, jury management is something he should have stepped it up even with me. When I got evicted, I told him, literally, I'm telling you guys, I told him, I said, I knew I was going home. So I said, you have my final two vote, Paul. You have it. Literally 10 minutes later, I'm downstairs. Guess what he's saying? Oh, I shit on her so hard. I shit on her so hard. This and that. And he's talking about me, saying he shit on me and saying all these mean things after I told him he had my final two. So I went to the cameras. I was in the London room. I said, he will never have my final two vote ever.
Wow.
And so I didn't vote for him.
When was that?
Good.
Like, how many days in?
I know.
And people think that I didn't vote for him because I wanted a girl to win. Obviously, I wanted a girl to win. That's what I can't. Girl power. That's me. But at the end of the day, if someone deserves it more, I mean, Paul was the underdog, and he was against Nicole, who played the season a season before, and I had no relationship to Nicole at all in my season, zero. So why would I vote for Nicole over Paul, someone that I actually had a friendship in the house with? After he shit on me and I overheard him, his conversation, talking crap about me, I told the cameras, I said, I was literally in the London room. I'm like, he's talking about me. I'm not voting. He's not getting my vote. Yep. So people, I guess, didn't see that or something, but that's what happened.
I have a question just from a kind of a newbie standpoint and from a jury voting standpoint.
Yeah, Drexel's never watched the show until
never
this
watched it till the season. So I'm wondering, you know, because I talk about Survivor a lot on this show, which because it's comparable in terms of you got stranded people, and you know, and Survivor has the outwit, outplay stranded people, the outwit, outplay, outlast aspect of it, and a lot of the jury votes come from gameplay. How do you, like, as a jury member, having been a jury member, how do you guys decide, or what is the motivating factor for jury votes if it's not necessarily gameplay? Because if we looked at Paul's gameplay, and if it was strictly based on gameplay and staying the longest in the show and making the best moves and manipulating the whole house to get there, I would think as a jury member, if this was Survivor, that the vote would go to Paul strictly on those lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is it possible. Different for you guys like that in the jury house at Big Brother?
Or it's a bitter jury.
Or it's a bitter jury.
Well, yeah, of course, to be honest, this is a tough game. And people, as much as they want to say they're not bitter, people are going to be bitter. This is a competition for money, and you're stuck in this house in a very uncomfortable situation. And people really are rude, and they can be nasty. And you know, all emotions fly everywhere. People get bitter. End of story. You know, like, no matter how much you're like, I'm not bitter. No, we're all bitter. Let's keep it real. But when it comes down to voting, down to, like, strategy and stuff, I would say, like, I'm going to give you Paul and Nicole. When I had to vote, I looked at it this way. Like, obviously, when I was friends with Paul and I didn't hear him talking badly about me after I told him he had my final two, I looked at it this way. So let me explain this. I was like, okay, Paul had great gameplay. He can manipulate. He can be friends. You know, whoever has control of the house, he becomes best friends with them, and he's good at doing that. He can win every single comp. He was my biggest threat in the game. He played a really great game, learned it, picked it up, and then, you know, really started making big game moves. Nicole, on the other hand, never got herself on the block. She did have an advantage because she played before, but at the same time, she did have the first HOH, and that puts blood on your hands, number one. And, I mean, I think Jose went out on her HOH, so that's not really a lot of blood. I love Jose to death, but it wasn't.
Everybody but, I mean, at that point
she never hit the block. She never hit the block once, and I do find that impressive as well. So she, Paul's mouth gets him in these sticky situations, and his manipulation skills gets him out of it, you know?
But to your point about Natalie having never been on the block, Paul has never been on the block this season, as far as I remember, as well. So would you apply that same standard of gameplay and to this particular season with Paul, now that he's never been on the block when it comes to jury votes?
I would think that he's playing an even better game this season. He improved that aspect because before he was always getting on the block. Now he knows how to dodge it, and, you know, he's learned a lot, so...
But technically, I think that he also would have gotten on the block the first week had he not had the safety. I mean, Cody was going to put him on the block right away.
Yeah.
And that's another thing.
You can't fall. I mean, I as much as it's like as boring as the show is now, it's you can't fault them. You can't,
I love it.
But you can't fault production for doing that, because him going in, I mean, if they are going to have Iveco, and you should at least give him the fighting chance. So I can't really dog them for, you know, giving him friendship races. Maybe it was a little bit too much, but I mean, he needed to have something, otherwise they would have just completely evicted him. And you guys, Natalie, on your season, you guys wanted to evict the vets right away. I mean, it's the same thing, and he was just one person, not four.
See that that's how you know people looking out for him.
He had three vets in the house that really strategized, and three vets, what am I talking about?
Yeah,
we had
four.
Like five vets.
Four was it Nicole, Frank, Devon, and Oh my God.
I know.
Wait, hang on.
Wait.
James, obviously.
James, yeah.
And then we had two siblings of really good players.
Yes, Tiffany and Paul.
And Paul. Paulie. I mean, I would...
Paul.
You know, came in my season knowing the game. And I was like, da-da-da-da, where am I? I'm like thinking, I'm like coming into like some fun shop, and I'm like, oh, what should I sign up?
Oh, whoops. I walked into the wrong show.
Natalie, I into the wrong house in the wrong in the CBS lot. Yeah.
Nelly, I want to ask you. You said that you wouldn't get along with this cast. If you had dropped into the game, who would you go with at this point so far in the game?
Like, or who do you like? Even just in general, like out of anybody,
who would you work with? Yeah.
I don't honestly. I can't even answer that. Like I like everyone that I mean, I really liked Mark. Jess is obviously out. Jess and Cody are out, but I like that. I mean, I'm not saying like, you know, personally, I was like their number one fan, but I like that they were against the, you know, the rest of the house, against Paul in the house.
Going against the grain.
That's my gameplay. Definitely. You know, but they could have used their social skills a little better so that they're not the enemy number one, you know? And I'm not shitting on anyone. I'm just talking gameplay.
Of course. Of course.
But I don't know who I'd work with. Like, to be honest, like, I love Kevin. I think Kevin's hilarious, but I don't know. Like, I can't even answer that because no one really, like, I don't know. Maybe, like, Christmas. I'm not even sure. But Christmas is hurt, so.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say to that with my own question, really, at this point. I don't know.
I don't know who I would. I mean, I think you're right with Kevin. I think he's probably a good, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Is Kevin going home tonight? Who's going home tonight?
No, so tonight, Matt went home.
Matt went home. Okay, yeah. Okay, good. So Kevin's still in the game. Yeah, let's go.
Kevin's still in the game. We found out that Christmas is the new HOH.
Christmas won HOH. It wasn't on tonight's show. It wasn't on the show, but we found out that she won HOH. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. But I mean, is Kevin still going to be a target? Because I really don't want him to go home.
I know. He needs to watch out. Like, he really needs to, like, do absolutely nothing for at least.
But I think that now, and you know, I think that now, according to the live feeds, now that people know that he has that money, the chances of him not having that target on his back, and by money, I mean the money from the first episode.
Right.
He probably has a bigger target on his back if that had not been revealed. And now Christmas knows. Well,
if you already have money from you're going to be a target. That's going to.
So, Natalie, so it's day 73, I think, in the house.
Yeah, like, 20 more days left.
So, what is going through these people's heads? You know for firsthand what's going on with these guys right now. I mean, what should they be focused on?
Focusing on your social game. From here on out, it's social. You need to be friends with everyone. So in the beginning, it's okay to lay low. It's okay to take naps. There is no room for error now. They need to step up their games, and their social game needs to be on point. There is no room for error now.
That's good. So would you go on like another show? Do you feel like you would go on like Survivor or The Amazing Race? Or would you go back to Big Brother? I think that's what everybody wants to know.
I would prefer to do Survivor over Big Brother because it's a month in like a week. I don't know. It's a month in some days. 3 months locked in a house, guys.
Or The Amazing Race.
I would do 100%.
You and Big Meech could do The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race, I think I would be pretty funny at because, you know, I am a little bit, I'm the girliest girl, but I am a little bit of a tomboy, so I know how to get down and dirty. But Big Brother would be, like, I would want to go just for, like, my ego because I would want to make it even further, and I'm very competitive, and I've already played the game. But I would prefer to do, like, a Survivor or Amazing Race. Yeah, something else.
Well, I know that you have a lot going on. Is there anything that you can you tell us anything about, like, what you're doing now, or...
Oh, well, I have a few things in the works. I am releasing a new self-tanner. That's going to be coming out in the next couple of months. Nice. I do have some secret projects that I'm waiting. And you, Bryce, I will shoot you a text because you will be one of the first to know. But there are some things that I can't discuss.
Hear that, Morgan? She's going to text me. Just kidding. We have a little fun competition. Okay, the last question, I know you have to go, but I want to ask you, I asked Morgan this last week, and I want to know, do you think it's harder to play Big Brother as a woman or as a man, or do you think is it equal, or what is your take on this? Because I feel like women sometimes don't get the man can do something in Big Brother, and women, you know, it's a double standard. So I want to know what your take on this.
That's a really good question, to be honest. And you know, for all the viewers out there, this is my response. It is my perspective, and I played the game, and it might not be right for other people. So it's all, you know, selective. This is objective. This is my opinion because this is what I've experienced. I do think for me, it was as a woman, it was a lot harder than being a man. For instance, I would try to work out, and the girls, the girls would get, you know, threatened. Then you have Paul and Victor and Polly all working out with ripped six packs, working out hard every day, and they're not threats, you know. So mm-hmm. the girls end up getting threatened by really strong players, which mm-hmm. really sucks, because I had all the girls' backs. I'm like, I want to be the strong player. Yeah. Like, so, I mean, you get targeted for every little thing being a girl, I feel like, in the house. Even my cooking. I was cooking so much and people were eating my food and there's people getting threatened by that. I'm like, it is just food and I'm just trying to feed us all here.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Get
away.
Oh, Lord.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, and then also girls will say something and, you know, the house will be like, oh, she's just emotional because she's a girl or whatever. And you know, if a guy does the same thing, he's like, oh, it's okay. Like, it doesn't matter, you know? So it's easier for a girl if she has like an emotional breakdown to get targeted than a guy if he has an emotional breakdown.
Yeah, could you imagine if the women on this show had cried as much as Josh and Mark?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like,
wow, that's a good
oh my
point.
Goodness.
That's a really good
That's
point.
All we would have heard about.
Yeah. Gosh. But right. I'm sure, like, listen, this is my, like, opinion. I'm sure there's been guys on the show that have had it worse than, you know, other than girls. So yeah. It is really the person entering the house and the atmosphere of the house and the people.
It is
so,
an experience.
For me, yeah. though, it was more difficult being a girl. All I right. feel like if I was a guy, I would have done even better.
Who do you want to win?
At this point, I want Kevin to win. I think Paul's going to win, but I want Kevin to win.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. Yeah.
Kevin
I
have
said
more
Kevin
money.
From the beginning. I said Kevin from the beginning. I want everyone to know that. All right, Natalie, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you for staying up late with us. Good luck with everything. We'll hear from
Thanks,
you. We'll
Natalie.
Talk soon, okay? Thanks
Bye,
a lot. Bye, Natalie.
Have a great night. Talk to you soon.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the same thing with as what she's saying with Kevin. But to me, I still like Christmas, though. I'm still
on the Alex
Christmas
train right now.
You know what?
Okay. I want one of those two to win.
Yeah, I really liked Alex. I mean, I still like her, but I'm not on, I don't know if I'm right on her train right now. Because after
not.
The stuff that she said about Kevin and just like kind of the viciousness or whatever, just kind of turned me off a little bit.
And
but
I think
Christmas,
in my opinion, though, I just want to say real quick about Alex. She, in my opinion, is the biggest Paul cheerleader in the house. That's
yes.
why I don't care.
But
her.
Here's the thing. I want, and I've said this from the beginning, or not from the beginning. I've said this from half the season. I want Alex and Christmas to obviously be the one to evict Paul. I want one of them to, they have to do it. They don't have a choice
yeah.
If they want to win. And I think, because then I think that changes the game. And Christmas has Josh already. Christmas never really had any, like Christmas could win this game because
would,
she
yeah,
hasn't
I,
really, she
I
has not really
win,
made
yeah.
that many enemies. And for, her, you know, I don't want the house guests to think, oh, Christmas has only stayed in this game because of a pity vote. Any of those people could have put Christmas up on the block at any time
mm-hmm.
if they thought she was dead weight, mm-hmm. but they've used her as a vote and she's
mm-hmm.
equally used them as a vote.
Yeah.
So that should not count against Christmas if it comes down to that. On the other side, she has not made enemies in the house other than Jessica and Cody.
But yeah. they're gone.
And,
yeah.
But they're, well, Cody's on the jury, and, you know, so.
But if it's Christmas and Paul,
right.
I feel like.
Ooh, that could be interesting.
Well, here's the thing. That's actually an interesting point, because I feel like Cody, at this point, I think he's the type of guy that would respect Paul's gameplay. And even though he can't stand him, he doesn't like
right.
him, whatever, he would still say let bygones be bygones and say, look, you played the best game, you've been
right.
manipulating the house this whole time, there's no I can't deny that
from a gameplay standpoint mm-hmm. and I feel like he would not vote for Christmas because of her relationship with Jessica.
Maybe, yeah.
Just because
know.
He was
yeah,
so protective
he's an
of Jessica
odd
on the
one,
way.
Though.
He
that
would
Cody,
be.
He is very
he's
odd.
A, he's going to be, and he's an elusive vote.
I can't wait to see what he's going to vote. Who he's going to vote for?
He might not just.
Yeah.
Vote. Do you have to vote? Do you mind just voting?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we're going to get to the breakdown, but we're talking about Christmas. And how about that moment where she was like. I don't know if this was on the show or just the live feeds. It all blends in where she was kind of looking at Paul a little bit as
there was a conversation. There was a conversation with her and Jason. Her and Josh
yeah.
and I feel like Jason was in that room at the time. I don't know, mm-hmm. somebody where Paul's name did come up. But Christmas has consistently been questioning Paul. She talked to Paul when they were was talking to Jason in the mirror. She was like, I just don't know. I feel mm-hmm. bad. Like, I trust Paul, but I have this in the gut, my feeling.
Keep
I don't
going,
know what to do.
Christmas.
So Christmas
yeah,
has
yeah.
Christmas
out.
Has been thinking that
mm-hmm.
for, this is not the first week she's been doing this.
Well,
so.
And like tonight, Christmas said that she, I don't know, I wrote it down somewhere, but Christmas figured out that Kevin was actually the one that
right.
won the $25,000, and also that Alex was the rogue vote who the other second rogue vote that
they voted against
Matt last week.
Right.
And she did that through because there was this like that huge fight with Josh between Josh and Kevin. But she figured out that because Kevin didn't say that he would swear on his children, that he obviously was lying.
Right.
Which may, I mean, I don't know. But I was like, this is like a holiday season. Right. This is like Christmas morning.
Well, and I know somebody in the
she's actually making sense.
Somebody in the chat room. This goes back to the.
Oh yeah, we should put up the chat room.
It goes back to what we were talking about when it comes to Christmas and challenges. Because tonight, apparently on the live, we know that for those that have been watching. On tonight's show that we didn't see the HOH competition, which we have said that Christmas has won, and apparently it was a running competition. So people are trying to figure out how did she win? Did she win by default? So obviously we're going to see the edited version of that on Sunday. But it goes, if you're like, it was a running competition, how could she win a running competition? and as a jury member, you're going to look at that in some time. You're going to have feelings about that.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked Natalie that question about what is the catalyst? Like, what propels people to vote for somebody if it's not just game? If it's not gameplay only?
Well, Grant, what do you think about that? Because you've been watching Big Brother a long time. Like, I mean, do you feel like it does?
It's going to be interesting to see what the votes.
Do you think that this will be that they'll be a bitter jury? I guess it depends on the end result, right?
Well, this cast is extremely emotional and very polarizing.
Extremely.
So more than usual. Like last year, I was really surprised, even with Devon, who voted in favor of Nicole. And I know they don't even get along in real life, and she still voted for her. Mm-hmm. So, I guess if you're in that jury house and you really can, blow off the steam and, relax and really have a clear mind, I guess anything is possible. But I don't know. I just don't know if they're going to go for Paul. I don't want them to. Maybe that's me wishful thinking.
I don't know if it could be a Dan Giesling situation, maybe, where they're like, I mean, maybe if it does get down to the two of them and they think that, since he's a vet, maybe he doesn't deserve it, but he is kind of playing a little, I don't know about, I can't not say that he's not being a mastermind because he really is.
Well, I did tweet this. If CBS wants to have him win, let him win so we don't need to see him on another season. If this is what we have to do to be done with Paul, then give him this summer and let's move on.
If not, they're going to send him, put him on Amazing Race.
But you know what?
Or Survivor.
I just can't imagine. I mean, obviously, this show isn't rigged, but I mean, there are probably things that. No, I know you're not. But the thing is, there are certain things that in past seasons that should have happened if it were rigged. Especially like 17, Vanessa would have won if it were rigged. Or like whatever. I mean, there are just different things. So I just wonder. I know that they obviously love Paul because he is so entertaining. But now it's to the point where it's almost.
It's turned against them.
I don't even find Paul that entertaining. I like Paul.
You mean the yelling?
He was kind of charming at the beginning, but now it's all about.
You don't enjoy the yelling and screaming in the diary room about the rules of the
competition. Yeah, but that's in the diary room. Yeah. When it comes to playing chess, in the edited version of the live, not the live show, but the taped show, not the live feeds, not the live show. Paul's kind of boring. He's kind of we're going to do this. He's talking to this person.
I have to give Paul some credit because he really did make me laugh when he was in that diary room talking all about the Raven stuff. Just like, wait a minute. I'm on a show with a girl that inverts mine, who's an Olympian, who's in Mensa. I loved all that.
That was funny.
Because it's true. It's funny and true.
And some of the stuff he says, I'm like, there's no way that anybody, someone could have fed him that line. It's too ridiculous.
They feed them.
I love the intro cut on Wednesday's show where Paul was standing at the sink and talking to Raven. He was like, what was your GPA in school? And she was like, dance. And then they just cut away, and I was like, oh my gosh,
LOL,
that's so funny.
Well, I want to ask you guys about Jason, because Jason won HOH, and then he won the veto, and he decided not to use it. Kept Matt and Raven on the block. Do you think that was the right move in the long run for his game, like not putting up Kevin? And why exactly would you, either way?
I mean, you can't knock him for being loyal to his friend.
Right.
But I mean, I think as a viewer, we've been waiting for these big moves that they keep talking about to happen. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it would have made a huge difference. I think he's smart, to his own game, to keep Kevin close, because Kevin could vote for him, where how could he guarantee that Matt or Raven would really vote for him in jury?
Yeah.
That's only my thought. I don't know.
I was waiting like everybody else was on what he was going to do yesterday or this on Wednesday's show. And I think when it comes down, and I think Natalie touched on it too, in terms of showmasters, you can either go, and they brought it up in yesterday's show, you get to get two votes or you get one vote. And I think that's what Alex was trying to tell Jason. That's what Paul was trying to tell Jason.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do think that loyalty goes a long way. And I think loyalty goes a long way with certain people in the current jury house. Mm-hmm. We're not, Mark and Cody and now Matt, I think that's what they're going to end up having to kind of deal with. Oh, and Elena, and loyalty is going to be loyalty because of how emotional they are is going to be a huge, I think, now that I'm actually thinking about it out loud, probably a huge factor in how people start to vote. And I think maybe a lot of the people in the house are starting to see that piece of it. But Alex is so competitive, and Christmas is kind of laid back, but she's super competitive too. So I think, and Paul is obviously manipulative and really competitive. So I think it's going to be harder for them when it comes to jury votes. But there was a thing on TMZ today about Jason, because apparently he made a comment to Kevin, an off the cuff comment about like raping his wife. Jason made a comment, like a really, I don't know, you know, in the live feeds, apparently something happened, and I'm sure somebody will, I was just reading it, sitting outside, but then like Kevin's wife responded, because she saw it on the live feeds, and it just became this like, you know, this side thing that Jason, you know, will have to deal with.
But was he saying,
I don't know in what context, I would have to pull up the TMZ article, it was just so weird, like, so, like, jeez, it goes back to your unhinged comments that you were talking about. Everybody's kind of in this, you know, we're 74 days.
Well, Matt and Raven were certainly unhinged this week. Like, Raven's well, here's the thing. This is what annoys me about tonight when Raven, or maybe it was last night. It was at the end of last night's episode where she's like, Matt knows, or whatever his name, Jason knows how much this game means to me. It's like, doesn't it mean the same to everybody? I mean, how do you justify it being more important to you than it is to everybody else? And actually Natalie on her Instagram live this morning said, she goes, everyone is an equal opportunity. There's an equal opportunity for everybody. We've all had struggles. Everyone who goes into that house has a reason for that money. So why is it so important for somebody else? I just felt like that was so, it's just like, I don't like when people use that as a crutch. Christmas isn't, even Christmas who's in crutches isn't doing that.
Elena did the same thing. She's like, I quit my job for this. It's like, oh, well, I mean, half the house guests have to quit their jobs to do this show. That's not an argument. You know, no one wants to hear that. It's true. It's unfair in a way too, when you, because I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but when you say like everyone, it's an equal opportunity, and then you have someone like Paul who has these advantages, it really makes the game tough to really root for these people. It's just tough. I don't know. This season's been rough. I watch it, and sometimes I watch the episodes, and I'm like, how much longer is this? I never used to be like that with Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, this, like I said, is my first. I mean, I feel like I'm like that on Survivor, but I don't really get connected with somebody in particular until like towards the end of a season of a competition show, because I'm like, at the end of the day, when it gets down to the final five, that's when I can really get invested in people, because it's not going to matter, because those people might, who knows who's going to win at that point.
Right.
But it's Angel in the chat room, if you're in the chat room, did give us kind of, and Tyler is texting me right now, telling me what did
they say?
I asked Tyler why he said that, and he said that Jason said that if Kevin turned on him, that's what he would do, and I'm going to assume that maybe he thought he was joking, and maybe he didn't think that people would take it that way, but obviously rape is not something that you joke about. Definitely he said something like, Tyler's like locker room talk, like that Billy Bush, Donald Trump talk.
It was locker room talk.
And apparently they were, you know, and they were laughing hysterically about it, but obviously Kevin's wife did not find that very funny, because TMZ interviewed her.
Yeah, well, Angel's saying, that he would F her and then tie up the kids and make them watch the show.
I mean, they do know that they're on camera. They have to sign something that says that they know that. So,
but you know what's interesting? I was looking at the live feeds, and Jason was asking, he's like, do people really watch these live feeds? And they were like, I think he asked Alex that. And she's like, yeah, people really are watching. He's like, that's really uncomfortable and odd that people are watching us right now. Like, why are they watching us?
That.
Yeah, people like people like, yeah, this is part of the Big Brother experience.
Yeah.
So maybe he's a little, I don't want to say too comfortable because that there's no excuse for that. But I mean, I don't know. His words.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, and this would be a question for anybody who's been on the show, like at what point do you, because you've been in the house for so long,
yeah.
do you just forget that the cameras
that's
are there?
What, yeah, and that's what we were kind of talking about with Natalie. It's like, mm-hmm. you can't, you, it's got to be so easy because it becomes your reality,
right.
you know? And it just, I don't know, it would be so hard because you think, then you have to think, like you're even thinking about what you do in your personal life, what you say, what you're, I mean, everything is filmed. So I think that's, it would be tough.
But I wouldn't be talking like that. And the stuff they said about Audrey, I mean, I would know better than to say that on camera. Like, and I just would, that's not in me anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know, these people.
Well.
How much longer?
I do want to say, Matt, so Matt was evicted tonight, as everybody knows, he was evicted, but I was texting with Bill, who was supposed to be here, he was the audience warm-up, he was here a couple weeks ago,
oh, yeah.
he was on our show, and he was saying how everybody was, like, laughing after his interview when he got done, because he went on, he was talking to Julie, and he said, you know, if... you know, anybody who watches the show would know why I chose Raven over $500,000. And I mean, I swear to God, I could hear the audience like gasp from there, like just a little bit, not really. It wasn't, but it was just everybody was like, "Are you serious? Like, are you serious?" I just wondered, do you guys think that he even cared about the game at all? Like,
no, I feel like Matt was one of those people that kind of rode the wave. I felt like that with Mark got better towards the end when he. Realized he was on his way out, so he kind of perked up a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like Ramses would have been that player.
Yeah.
Cameron might have been that player. But I feel like, well, Cameron was a bigger Big Brother fan, so he might have competed a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Jason, I feel like, is riding that Christmas wave because he knows he's protected by Christmas and Paul for the most part.
You mean
so,
Josh?
Josh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Not Jason.
I do that too.
One of the J's. Josh, I'm sorry. And so I feel like he is kind of riding that Mark wave and he's not really doing anything. And, you know, there was a point where we talked about Paul controlling the house, how Paul wasn't entertaining, but Paul, you could see there was a point where Paul handed Josh the pans to go after Cody. And you're like, oh, Cody didn't want, I mean, Paul didn't want to get his hands dirty, but he would send somebody else to do that, and again, Josh is a follower, and so he's kind of in that Matt situation, right?
Yeah.
Look, it's time for Matt to go. He played a real useless game. He really didn't do much of anything when it came down to winning.
Yeah.
You know, and people could say the same thing for Kevin. Look, I mean, Kevin hasn't been the most active player. He hasn't really had anything under his belt to show. But as far as Matt, it's time.
Yeah.
It's okay for him to sail off to jury.
Wait, do you win Do you get $13,000 just for playing?
I don't know the exact number.
I don't know. Somebody, Joseph, in the chat room said he should have lost his $13,000 check. For flat-out breaking the rules.
I know.
That's a very interesting stipend.
We should look that
I'm
up.
I'm going to the Big Brother house tonight.
I heard it was eight.
Going to jury right now.
I heard it was eight just for jury, and then I don't know what the additional. But this is all just alleged.
Right,
I do
right,
not
right,
know,
right.
but,
yeah,
you know,
no,
this is what
knows.
I've heard.
Interesting.
All right, so you guys, before we go, we have to do our new segment. It's called Julie's Corner.
Ooh.
It's where we talk about things that Julie said and we have a clip, I think, because Julie revealed her most shocking moment of the season on Entertainment Tonight. I don't know if we have that.
I always watch her when it comes up in my YouTube feed of, like, recommended videos.
Yeah.
I always have to see what she has to say, because Julie really does have an opinion when it comes to...
No, Julie is Big Brother. Yeah. She knows more than anybody. She can see, like, she's seen everything, and she knows the inner workings, so she knows exactly...
You guys, I'm so jealous that I wasn't at the taping that you guys went to the other day.
Oh, I know. It was so fun.
I've always wanted to go.
We were in the very front row, like front and center. We're like trying to, we like couldn't move. Everyone was,
I've tried to get tickets for that for years. I've never been able to get in.
Let's see.
Really?
Julie.
So, I mean, it's like in the video. It's not right away. I don't know. Let's see if we can pull it up.
I want to say it was at the 35-second mark.
Oh, wow.
I want to say it was at the 35.
Wow, that's pretty good. If that, is very specific.
She was being asked about. Yeah.
Yeah. She said, "What is the most shocking moment?" And I'm just gonna. And after we hear her response, I want to hear. I want to ask you guys what yours was. So.
On Big Brother 19, only with ET.
Most shocking moment of the season so far for you?
I guess that would be a toss-up between Jessica not taking Cody up on his offer to fall on his sword for her. And then right behind that is Cody not insisting that she do it. Can't even say they chose love. They chose like temporary love. That only buys you another how many days in the house together? Yeah. Like you have the rest of your lives to be together. Let's be smart.
Why don't you get the 500,000?
They should have just thought about it. And you know, ego. It's always ego causes someone's downfall in this game.
Would you say the worst game move this season was her using the hex the week she did instead of saving it for herself?
Julie, I am officially unleashing the halting.
That
hex.
Was very shocking.
We have to hear this
on
again.
Eviction night, there will be no exit.
Yeah, I
halting hex rise. Eviction.
I feel like that might be the most shocking.
You think that one? I think the halting hex piece,
because there was a point where I was like, Jessica, you know, started talking about her gut, so I thought she was going to use that gut, even though she she looks great. She doesn't really have a gut. that she would not use that because she said, because I thought that she would sit back and go, my gut's telling me I gotta wait for it. And Cody is obviously, I see that Cody is toxic. And I need to do his best for my gameplay. And that was very shocking.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Grant?
I agree with that. I was really shocked more by it. Not even necessarily gameplay, as I was behavior with what you referenced only a few moments ago with Paul in front of everybody in that kitchen instructing people, you got to come in at 30 and you got to come with the pants. And he never paid the price for that.
Yeah.
No.
You know, and no one ever said, like me, I wouldn't be able to keep my mouth shut. I will go and talk to somebody else in the house and be like, what was that BS? Like, can you believe that? That was horrible behavior.
Paul is the Pied Piper.
And I feel like it's shocking to me. Maybe my most shocking moment hasn't come because it's shocking to me that no one is really doing anything about this guy.
That's what's shocking about this season.
That's very shocking. I think mine still is. I mean, just obviously, I think with you two, it's like how volatile the house is. It just like it was in the beginning. I feel like when we would come in here, it would be like, oh my God, can you believe what happened? Like, it's like everything that we were going to talk about is like thrown out the window because we have so much more to talk about because this just happened. But I think the most shocking thing to me was still when Paul revealed his temptation that he got 3 weeks of safety when Cody nominated him for the block and then he had to nominate Christmas. That would have been like
his fifth nominee.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been so like, I'd be, you're like the blood like went from his face, you know. It's like ridiculous. So.
Yeah, shocking for Cody.
One thing I want to touch on before we go, though, I feel like we have to acknowledge the Raven versus Jason after he didn't use the veto.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I just feel like that was a big moment. Now they have to live together without Matt.
Well, I think that, I mean, at least in my opinion, it feels like they, at least from this episode, it seems like they've kind of buried that. Unless she wins HOH, there probably won't be much ramifications of that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's got to be at least, it's got to be a non.
Yeah,
at least at this point, you know.
Oh God, things move so fast. I guess.
All right, guys. Well, that's all from us. Join us next week. Morgan will be back. We might have a special guest or two or three. I don't know really. But continue to send us your questions, comments, and favorite moments using the hashtag BuzzBigBrother. That's it for us. I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice.
And I'm Drexel Hurd. You can follow me on Twitter at Drexel Hurd. And be sure to check out The Political Beat, which starts next Tuesday.
Yeah!
We're back, me and Jessica Alicia.
See that
so it's going to be really great.
Talk about all that.
And since you enjoy reality TV, I'm sure you'll get a kick out of my podcast. It's called Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. Give it a search. It's on YouTube and all major podcasting platforms.
Do you do Siesta Key?
What's that?
Never mind.
But we do milk and cereal.
Telemundo reality show? What is that?
We want to thank Natalie Negrotti for joining us tonight. You can follow her at Natalia Negrotti on Twitter. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.